Pac-Man. This game is extremely popular, probably due to the fact that it is less complex than many of the other games. The object of the game is to eat all the dots on the maze before the creatures eat you. There are four flashing dots near the four corners of the playing field. When you eat one of these flashing power dots, the creatures turn from their natural colors to a faint blue color. When the creatures are their original colors, they eat you on contact. When the creatures are turned blue, they cannot harm you, and they will try to run away from you because that's when you can eat them. So when the creatures are in their original state, you must avoid them, but when they are blue, you can go after them and try to eat them. But the blue color lasts only for a few seconds, and then the creatures turn back to their original colors and are on the offensive again, so you must eat them quickly. This is how you get points. Eating all four creatures at the same time gives you the maximum points. Also, a fruit will appear for a few seconds at the bottom of the middle square. You get extra points for eating this fruit if you can get to it. Since it is only there for a short time, try to get to it to get those bonus points. Try to get it when the creatures are not near you. Pac-Man has different screens. It is best on the first and second screens for you to just ad lib and try to get the most dots you can before using the flashing power dots. When you use a flashing power dot, always try to have the four creatures right behind you so that you'll have enough time to eat them all before they turn back to their original state, and this way you'll be able to get the maximum points available on that screen. It is important to know that the moment the last dot is eaten, the screen will change. So, if your last dot left is a flashing power dot, the screen will change before you have a chance to go for the creatures. In this way, your last flashing dot will not allow you to get the points you are entitled to. So, be sure that after you eat three of those four flashing power dots, that before you eat the last one, that one or two little dots remain on the maze, so that after eating your last flashing power dot, the screen won't change. You'll be able to get those four creatures for the fourth time, thus getting the maximum amount of points possible, and then just have one or two dots to go get and then have the screen change. On the maze, there are escape openings which help you get out of the tight spots or enable you to get across the maze safely around the outside of the maze without the creatures chasing you. Pac-Man has many different modifications which makes each game different. If a machine is not modified, you start a pattern at the apple or fifth screen. If the machine is set to the first modification, you start a pattern at the first orange or third screen. If the machine is on the new modification, you cannot do any pattern to beat it. Just use the important strategies I've discussed. Now, here's the pattern that I'm very successful with. Start by going to the right, to the wall, then down and around the bottom, going right to left. Go to the second opening and go up, then a right and a quick up, then left eating dots. Go up a second opening in which you are eating dots, cut right toward the inside, and go up and left and up again eating dots. Make a right. Go to the right until the first down, go down and stay on the right side of the screen. Make a left to eat the fruit. Head left, then down. If you went straight down, you would miss a dot. So when you are heading down, make a quick right left, then continue down and around the outside bottom. Go up at the second opening, go right, then up to the right side passage. Come out and go up to the first opening. Go left, up, right, up, right, down, right, up, right, down, right, down, left, head for the fruit, then finish off the dots.